The Method in My Madness. You Need to Know. Part 1. I discovered yesterday on my weekly podcast with Bonnie that unless a client knows what is the method behind what I do, they consider me rude, uncaring, untrustworthy, and hurtful. Ugh. So I am putting it now out there, in an organized fashion, my methodology. Two parts, this is part 1. Seth Godin wrote a book some time ago, 2011, called Poke the Box. I read the book. Twice. I haven't remembered anything from the book other than its title. Now I am reading about it, and still can't remember anything. It didn't stick. It didn't connect. But the idea of poking the box did connect with me. It resonated. Being inside the box and poking it, so I can make it bigger. Also, poking the box is testing, experimenting. My life was already a big bold experiment, so I didn't have to learn that. But here is what was new, teasing out answers to questions. In my world, poking the box is going into the you don't know that you don't know. Only poking brings out stuff you didn't know but needed it from that big piece of the knowable pie. I did D. Harvey Kerr courses to the tune of many thousands of dollars. I learned one thing I have found useful and find useful every day. It was a sentence Harv claimed he learned from a millionaire friend of his father. When things don't go well, there is something you don't know. When I say that sentence, most people go to their minds to look to see what it is they don't know. You won't find it there. You don't even know that you don't know it. And that is the essence. Something missing and you don't know it's missing. Or something is inaccurate, and you don't know it is. The world looks whole and complete all the time. Before you find what you didn't know that you didn't know, and after. That is why the mind always thinks you now know everything. But you never know everything, and you think you do. The reason you, people, don't read my articles unless I make it funny, or curious, is because you don't think there is anything that you don't know. So, to me, poke the box is what makes me unstoppable at asking, what am I not seeing? What is it I don't know that if I did, things would start working? That is not what Seth Godin meant. And I don't care. Not a whiff. He meant what he meant, and I mean what I mean. Idol worshipping is a sin for Jews. And idolizing a person is idol worshipping. So there you have it. I eat pork, and I work on Saturday, but I won't do idol worship. Lol. Anyway, this, poking the box, has been one of my principles, one of my methodologies over the years to get to a place where I can trust that people can and will do what I ask them to do so they can become human beings. Instead of being a Homo sapiens. I'll write another article about the other principle, the other methodology that without it I would still be just like Seth Godin, or other gurus. No slight intended. P.S. I now really know everything is one of the main reasons most people, including scientists, don't grow. They are not considering anything beyond what they already know. It's the mind. The mind never considers that there is anything beyond what it knows. So it never considers asking poking the box questions. I have suggested many times that my students, clients ask, what am I not seeing? And nothing. Nothing came out of it. So yesterday in my weekly podcast call asked my partner. She said, yeah, I asked the question. I put it out to the universe. I wanted to cry. You see, you know so little, and you don't know that what you know is little, and also useless. The way to see if you know enough is to see how many things in your life don't work in the areas of health, wealth, love, and fulfillment. That will tell you how much you know, and how much of what you know is either wrong or useless. Because if you really knew everything you need to live a life where your life works, in health, wealth, love, and fulfillment, then you would just and work with what you have and everything would work. Until it doesn't. For example, if putting it out to the universe were a useful action, because you have been getting the answers you've been seeking, then keep doing that. But if putting it out to the universe hasn't worked, then maybe something that you know, learned, is actually not true. And if you want answers you need to learn something new. Darn. Right? This is where the adage comes handy. You can either be right or rich, happy, healthy, fulfilled, etc. but not both. If you want to be right about what you know, be my guest. But you will need know that at the same time you give up being rich, happy, healthy, fulfilled, etc. By the way, your answers don't come from the universe. If there is such a thing as the universe, you have no dominion over it, it doesn't know about you. And it doesn't care either. No, your answers come from all kinds of places through a mechanism every human brain is equipped with, the reticular activator. The reticular activator is like a servant. It takes commands from you. if and when you mean what you command. It will find the book, the information, a teacher for you. If and when you don't mean to know the answer to your question, if you don't give a hoot, don't really care, then the reticular activator will safely ignore your command as just cheap talk. I measure how much power your word has in the starting point measurements. I don't remember having anyone with higher than 1% measure. Meaning, not any. Not any power. So you either are not even curious what it is that you could get, learn, find out, see, because it would make you wrong, or just not curious at all. You are happy and resigned to be unhappy, unfulfilled, unhealthy, and poor. But now, at least, you know. You are not willing to poke the box.